Podcast Ranger.
Welcome to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
We're sponsored by Coffee Crush, but not really.
The Four Warriors
have another one. Fucking hand it over.
Nope.
You bastard.
This is one of the greatest chocolate bars Canada has ever created.
Isn't it the only one we've ever created?
So fuck you, America.
I don't know.
Happy Thanksgiving. We love you. Just remember, our Thanksgiving is before you, yours, so...
We win.
We made peace with the Native Americans before you did.
We made peace with the Native Americans before you slaughtered
them. Hell, our name of our country is a Native American word.
Oddly
enough, we love them more than you do.
Lane, oddly enough, Canada is one of the few cultures to actually have completely wiped out a Native American culture. A Native Canadian culture, I should say. The Beatuck, the natives of Newfoundland. There are none left.
You did your
research.
Take
that, America.
We beat them.
Eh?
You did your research on that.
Did you guys read, like, Copper Sunrise in school?
No.
The fuck?
Don't pull a gar.
I made a swishing motion.
Did you start putting your hand up to talk? I'm punching.
No, I was doing the over my head motion.
So, did your school have, like, a heavily Native population?
Oh my god!
I mean, I was there.
As
you were the population.
My Nietzsche's high school was just full of fucking Polish, Ukrainians, and Italians.
Honestly,
that's true.
Completely off topic.
My high school was all Korean and black.
Wow, you must have fucking sticked out like a sore thumb.
Oh, big time.
All joking
maybe
aside.
Maybe that's why they had the hat.
Yeah. All joking aside, Copper Sunrise is a great Canadian book. Just check it out.
What the fuck was I gonna say? Oh, right. It's Black Friday, and everyone's shopping, and it was American Thanksgiving yesterday, or as it's known in Canada, Food Porn Day.
Uh-huh. All of the food on the internet.
Yeah.
That I'm not eating.
But you could be.
If I was down there, if I wanted to drive 3 hours to Detroit...
I got a golden pot by in Buffalo.
Yeah, fair. Buffalo's closer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Look at that. Isn't that beautiful?
Lane got Pyrrhus the Fourth as a pop figure.
No, okay.
Essentially.
Quick story, EB Games was doing like this pop vinyl loot crate mystery box like thingy.
I like how we're assuming people care about our lives.
They do. So me and Sal bought them.
It's a hell of an assumption.
I
completely
know.
Especially coming from Lane.
A completely underwhelming box, honestly, because we were expecting more out of it. But I got a golden pop and it was awesome.
I got a rare!
I got a Batman.
Like a Michael Keaton Batman.
You have, like, a stick of getting back on top. Hand me the broadsword.
No. The studio sword?
Yes,
here,
the studio sword.
I'll hand you the sake.
I'll hand you the
sake. That works.
Thank you.
That's my sake.
Don't give him the sword. Don't provoke him.
Hey, he's Redcaster. Yeah. He's got to have a sword.
All right, anyways, first
this is officially the sword of getting back on topic.
And I'm the Northcaster. I need
the fuck
drinks.
On.
Right.
Paul's not here, so I'll drink.
Put up the first news story.
Okay,
Paul's
yeah.
Oh,
right, we're doing news.
Unfortunately, Paul has a migraine and cannot make it today.
Aww.
So, first bit of interesting news. Apparently, Kamen Rider Gaiden 2 debuted at number 1 in the DVD charts.
How's that interesting?
Because I like the movies!
The movie!
The film sold 3,495 copies for the Loxied edition, debuting the film at number 1, while the regular edition sold 932 copies. Gee, I guess people like the Loxied! Which debuted at number 20 for the regular edition. The Blu-ray editions of the Loxied edition sold 5,418 copies, which ranked at number 4.
Is that how you say 1,000?
I did not read this first, so...
Neither did you English right there.
The Loxied Blu-ray edition sold 5,418 copies, which ranked at number 4, while the regular edition of the Blu-ray sold 1,141 copies, debuting at number 20. The point is, of DVD sales that week, this movie was number 1.
That's all that matters. Wait, no, it's not.
It's probably going to be mediocre as shit.
Not the Duke part.
No, absolutely.
You're a Duke.
Thank you.
Dude, I want to know a lot more about Realm's past.
Fuck yeah. Alright, so yeah, that's cool. The movie's out, and I can't wait to watch it. Moving along. We have some interesting news about the Super Movie Wars Genesis.
Genesis?
Stop it!
No.
I don't even know where that's from.
Star Trek, we keep telling you!
And I keep forgetting because I don't care!
Yep.
So, apparently a new enemy is going to appear in the movie named Javel. A man who is connected to the Ganma has some kind of history with Alan and uses a special Javel transformation Ganma icon to transform into a superior Ganma.
That icon is fucking cool, man.
Does he have a pet parrot?
Javel! An icon for your daughter! And in the same article, we see that there's a shot of Ghost Tokon Boost Tamashii teaming up with Drive Type Trideron.
See, looking at Tokon for a second.
We're actually going to talk about Tokon in the next news article, so let's move on.
Fine.
Speaking of the next news article.
We got some more clear scans of Ghost Tokon Boost, Benkei, and EQ Tamashii forms.
It looks fucking awesome.
Benkei actually looks really cool.
But yeah, going back to Tokon real quickly. Nice. Yeah. I feel like his, like, hoodie should be longer. Like, it should have, like, a kind of, like, coat-like thing, kind of like Wizard did.
Maybe another form of his will do that.
I hope. But yeah, I just feel like he should have, like, a waistcoat or something.
That face is just intimidating, though.
Yeah, but, yeah.
It's like he's Violent Emotion Decade or something.
Yeah, really.
I'm on fire in here!
His life is burning bright.
Scotty's on fire!
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
That you just said, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably the idea behind it.
Yeah.
My life's gonna burn bright. Oh god, it's burning bright! Oh god! Yeah, so Benkei actually looks really cool. It looks like he uses the Gangan Saber in Naginata mode, and then the Spider Lantern goes on top of it to make the hammer.
Ooh. Hammer looks so weird.
So I was wrong what we said before about Benkei being a Ganba Rising exclusive.
Yeah, no, that was EQ.
Well, no, EQ's in the DVD.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, it's not Ganba Rising exclusive. What, the one that was Ganba Rising exclusive is Kamehameha.
Oh, fucking speaking of awesome form that I hope is actually in the show, but I know it's not. Friggin' Spectre's
Pythagoras form?
Pythagoras form. Oh. Look at that! That
triangles,
is
bitch.
So cool! I want that
triangles. Icon. Triangles everywhere!
Yes!
The jacket looks like a reskinned Tutankhamun, honestly.
And it's super fucking funny because I absolutely hate math. Like, that's my least favorite subject. But damn, does that form look fucking awesome!
Yeah, Pythagoras. Because
there is no stronger shape in nature than the triangle. I don't know why I'm doing Matt Foley.
I was gonna say Hank Hill. I don't know.
You're gonna end up living in a van down by the river.
So apparently Spectre uses the Pythagoras ghost icon in the EQ DVD special. So apparently it becomes a battle of wits.
You're a wits.
Thank you.
J-Wits. No, wait, that would be lame because he looks like J-Wits.
Yeah, everyone says I look like J-Wits.
You look like J-Wits.
Topic. Let's move back to it.
Anyway, yeah!
The set, or you're getting the sword.
Bring it!
Alright.
Now I have to make
Don't
one of your...
tempt me, man.
Now I have to make one of your sword attacks in the game based on getting back on topic.
I just replaced the damn light bulbs. Don't make me break them.
Stay on
target. It doesn't work, though.
It's funny because you've done that.
With right?
The pool cue.
Yeah. That was aimed at the floor.
Yeah.
Somehow. It was a weird day.
Moving on to Ninja stuff. Hot on the heels of the actual Magiello cameo, we get confirmation that the next cameo to happen will be, oddly appropriate, Shurikenger.
About fucking time!
Really?
Like, he's the Shuriken Ranger!
The Shuriken Samurai!
He should have been in it along with fucking Hurricane Red.
Yeah, okay. I have no idea who this is.
Yeah.
From Hurricanger.
I got that.
He's the sixth ranger.
The Green Samurai Ranger from Ninja Storm.
Yeah.
He's the one who uses the baseball bat.
The baseball ninja.
And the bee yo-yo.
And apparently his character disguises himself every episode as someone
else.
You're
not selling this to me right now.
I'm not saying he's cool, I'm just saying he's happening.
Yeah, okay.
I made a joke to Gar saying, like, what if, like, the father is just, like, Shurikenger in disguise or something?
That'd be amazing, actually.
They actually look similar, but then again, they are Japanese.
But, the other thing that's mentioned in the same article is apparently during one battle Yoshitaka, Tsumuji, and Shishio will pilot Shurikenjin while the ninjas are piloting
That maybe next week when the preview showed Shurikenjin and Gekiya Tsudaio fighting together?
Very possibly.
Yay. Oh, so Shurikenjin is going to show up next week. Yay.
Well, I don't know if this is all happening in the same episode.
Yeah.
If Shurikenger was going to happen in the next week.
People piloting the other one.
Yeah, yeah. There were shots in the next week's preview of both Megazords happening, so very possible that this is happening soon. But yeah, Yoshitaka, Tsumuji, and Shishio will pilot Shurikenger while the ninjas are piloting Howl Gekietsu Daio.
So, really, Shishio's piloting two things at once.
Which is, like, think about this. He's not piloting the Zord that has his body in it.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I'm piloting both of these things to an extent.
I even go so far as to call it asinine.
Well, I mean, I guess technically his spirit has been shown to exist outside of the body, but there. Wouldn't he
but the
be
body
the power
was kind
source?
Of not moving.
Exactly!
At the time.
So shouldn't he have been the power source?
Who cares?
Maybe they'll pull up with Gekietsu Daio in it, it still has power.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's,
who knows? Who cares?
I should stop trying to apply logic to Sentai.
Yeah.
Maybe we should all focus on losing our virginity instead. How about that?
On it. Moving on.
My man.
Some more news about the Ninja and Tokuger crossover movie. Not only are we getting, we mentioned last week that they're having a dark Akaninja. They confirmed in recent magazine scans that they are, he has a custom, I'm not talking about the fact that he exists, we already talked about him. I'm talking about the fact that apparently he has his own customized Ninshuriken.
Ooh, it's just the Akaninja Shuriken. Black.
Hey, I think it looks cool.
Isn't he dreamy?
But in terms of Dark Akaninja himself, he looks very disappointing.
I admit they could have done a better job.
Yeah, that's why Tokyo Ishigo Black is like the best thing ever.
We talked about him last week.
I know. We didn't say what he looked like. He looks stupid.
And the other thing in the same article is...
Yay!
Fucking Howl Tokyo.
Oh, God.
Can we not?
Yes!
They're sticking Bonero in the lion!
I'm saying this right now. If they as Crunchman said this, if they release a special Tokyo that can, bend its arms and legs and sit in Shuri in the line. How?
No.
I will buy both of these to make this combination.
Here's what they'll do. They already released the elbow joints, so first you'll have to buy those. Then they'll release just the knee joints to promote this, so you can do this.
Oh my god, I want to so badly.
Once again, can we fucking not?
Yes!
Please?
I like how he's holding the two ends of the build rush as guns.
Yep.
It's so stupid, and you know what the worst part is? It's called Howl Tokyo, when they could have just as easily called it Tokyo Howl.
You know what? No, because that asks the question: how Tokyo? How could you allow this to happen?
You think you're clever, don't you?
I'm very clever.
No, I'm excited for this. I can't wait to see it in the movie. It's gonna be cool.
I contest that.
Tokyo.
Yeah, whatever. You guys don't fucking like Tokyo as much as I do.
I like Akira. That's
I
it.
I don't think anyone.
What
likes
the fuck's
Tokyo
that
mon?
What's the fuck's that? What the fuck is that monster? And how likely is it that it's gonna wreck Tokyo?
I have no idea. But in the
he
same
does.
Scan, there's
He's
some hard. Really
maybe it'll wipe. Maybe it'll wipe Tokyo out of the timeline.
Ooh.
Maybe it'll
take Forsay with them.
Yeah.
Maybe the monster will grow its own boner, and the two of them can sword fight.
Sword fight.
What, Forsay gets the rocket module on his dick?
It just sounds like, it's just gonna sound like... No, yeah, they're gonna fight with each other. It's just gonna sound like this the whole time.
That was really good.
Thank you.
I hope the mic picked that up.
I'll do it again.
Yeah, get nice and close to the mic.
It's gonna sound like this.
Accurate.
That was actually me and so whacking our dicks together.
Oh, you ain't big enough.
Part of the D Club.
We are in the D Club, though.
I'm not talking. King Grips don't talk about the D Club anymore.
Yeah.
Probably because it's not real.
Probably because they've been
it's
doing
real.
It. Is real. Moving on.
That last... really hurt my arms.
I can imagine.
Moving on. Last bit of news. They confirmed that they're releasing SH Figure Arts Kabuto Extender.
Yeah, we know.
Is...
We know. We've said that three times on this podcast.
Get on with it! Shut up!
You said Kabuto's bike, and then last week I was like, oh, by the way, Kabuto Extender.
They released more images for it is more my point.
I don't care.
Releasing in April and
it
costs 5184 yen. Fuck all of you.
Get an expensive bike. Who cares?
But it's Kabuto.
Kabuto's so awesome he doesn't need a bike.
You know, that's true.
And rarely uses it.
Like twice ever?
Right?
I don't know. It's a thing that's happening, so I reported it. There! Are you happy?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Good! Then my job is done!
I don't like my job.
I like my job.
So, that's it for news?
Yeah. Unless anyone else has something.
I don't know. I like Kamen Rider and stuff.
That
no,
is
really?
News.
That is news.
So, anything?
See you guys in the main podcast.
Alright. I'll leave you with this.
Oh, that's true.
You dick.